السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Beginning by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors of Allah. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. O Allah, all praise be due to you in accordance with your rank and your greatness, which we can never ever be able to imagine or to relate. Salutations be upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, I am doing the small audio note as a tribute to Al Amin Islamic Audio Library. However, before I do so, let me give you a small introduction. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has given us certain responsibility together with our individual reformation. And that is to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to remind people with regard to their responsibilities and to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet of Almighty Allah to propagate the message of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that responsibility is also upon us, since there is no Nabi after our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah further tells us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And remind the believers, because reminder is beneficial for the believers. So with these two dual responsibilities, propagating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tadhkir, nasihat, and advise and reminding people about their responsibility. In fact, that responsibility is so important. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. Allah in the Quran says the believing males and females, they encourage and support one another to fulfill the commands of Allah and to stay away from evil deeds. This mutual encouragement helps us to fulfill the commands of Almighty Allah in staying away from prohibition. From the time of the Sahaba, the Ummah took these two responsibilities very, very seriously. That is why after the Hajjatul Wida, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, Ala falyuballighu ash-shahid minkumul ghaib, those who are present must take my message to those who are not here, who are absent from this gathering. Sahaba took it so seriously that many, if not the majority of them, they did not stay in Makkah and Medina. They went out to the different parts of the world to be able to fulfill this responsibility of propagating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we find the qabrs and the graves of the Sahaba in very far off remote countries, right up till Samarkand. We find the cousin of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kuthum bin Abbas, right through till the north of Africa, from that time, from that place, right through till the north of Africa, you will find the graves and the maqams of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ajma'in, who took this responsibility of propagating the message of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give tathkir and to give people advice. And in later years, one of the ways of doing this was through the means of dars and tadris, through the means of relating the sayings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also to make mention of the Quran and the tafsir of the Holy Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the mufassirin and the muhaddithin in terms of the great efforts they put. In fact, they went to different parts of the world to go and teach the hadith and the Quran and hadith, and they related it, and they achieved such great success in fulfilling that responsibility. That mention is made that Ali bin Madini, the Ustad of Bukhari. Now today we can't understand these things, because we can understand for standing in a queue, waiting on a website to be able to get a special for the entire day. But have we ever thought that there were people who had love for the Quran and Hadith, that it is stated about Ali bin Madini, Rahmatullah Ali, that he used to give dars after Fajr,
the people used to come into the masjid to book their spot from Asr of the previous day, so that they could be in the forefront in terms of the dars of Ali bin Madini rahmatullah alayh. So much so, Harun al-Wasati rahmatullah alayh, it is said that in his dars there used to be something like 70,000 people. And Mu'tasim Billah, the Khalifa of the time, used to send aides to see the amount of people that used to come on his to his dars out of fear for his authority and his leadership. That is how the ulama used to teach dars to people. It is said about Imam Farabi, rahmatullah alayh, that in his dars, because that time there used to be no mics and no situation of seeing that the voice goes through the means of the mics, there used to be 316 people who used to be mukabbirs, who after he used to relate something, those 316 people in the gathering used to relate what he had said, because the crowd was so big and it used to stretch so far. And in his dars, they say there used to be 30 to 40,000 people. 10,000 people used to record his notes. That is how Deen has come to us. In recent times, one of the methods of propagating Deen and for the sake of reformation, motivation and inspiration has been through the means of tapes, cassettes, CDs, audio libraries. And that has also been one of the ways which it has been the ways of fulfilling this responsibility of tabligh and tazkir. Now, there are different types of audio libraries. There are people who have websites, they have YouTube channels through which people can access their talks. And this is today the modern way of tabligh, and through the means of also tazkir and reminder and advice, encouragement and motivation. Now, in many places of the world, there are small libraries that have been set up. In South Africa, there is a unique library. And I would like to pay tribute to this library, the Al-Amin Islamic Audio Library. It was established by Haji Qasim Amin in 1968. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Haji Qasim Amin. He is a remarkable human being. And many a times you see, there are a lot of people who maybe people know about them, people talk about them. But there are many of them that they have love for Allah Ta'ala, they have love for the deen, they have love for Allah's kalam, they have love for Allah's deen. They do things without attracting attention, but yet the work that they do is so phenomenal. Haji Qasim Amin is one such personality. When I visited this Islamic audio library some years back, Haji Qasim Amin told me to write a small tribute. And in that tribute I wrote that I've traveled the world, very rarely did I see something of this nature. Haji Qasim Amin, when he started off, he himself relates that he had the dua, support, motivation of two great ulama who played a very pivotal role in encouraging and inspiring him. One was Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great ulama of South Africa, who established the first Darul Uloom in South Africa in Newcastle. And one was Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Mia, the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And he had a donor. May Allah Ta'ala reward that donor. I won't make mention of his name. I will pay a tribute to him separately. And I will inshallah pass on that message to him. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reward him for encouraging Haji Qasim Amin, providing the resources that Haji Qasim Amin could start off this Al-Amin Islamic Audio Library. It started off humbly, but with a lot of effort, it has grown that today we look upon one of the ways to see how a website, and this is a website, www.alameenlibrary.com, A-L-A-M-E-E-N library.com, one word, alameenlibrary.com. This is the website of this audio library. And after humble beginnings, the traffic that has been generated on this website, it has garnered traffic from 187 countries. Subhanallah. And this is the reward And this is the manifestation of the effort and hard work put in by the team, in particular Hajib Qasim Amin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. I would like to put these words of tribute to Hajib Qasim Amin and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. In fact, recently he asked me to send some CDs of mine. So I sent a CD in which there are pen sketches of 19 Sahaba, which have also been recently been downloaded on the website. And there are many, many ulama's bayans, including some of the previous ulama, like Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Muayyat Shamul Thani Rahmatullah Ali, and many others. And this is a unique Islamic audio library. If you are in Peter Marisburg anytime, try to go and visit it. You know, alhamdulillah, he will give you a bundle of some of the CDs. You can even contribute if you want. And if you can't, then you can download some of the bayans of the ulama on the website, which I have made mention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it grow even further from strength to strength. And may Allah ta'ala make it a means of further goodness, propagation, tazkir. And Allah ta'ala accept it and make it a means of goodness both in this world and the year after. Wa akhiru